tonight.
Hey, good morning. It's the Playhouse of the Morning. Y94, 7:31 in the morning. Zero, Jamie, Amy K. Let me take you on a journey for a second. The date is roughly November 14th, 2008. There's a conversation in this very studio, and it ends with somebody saying that, hey, you know what we should do on the show? A segment called Am I Weird? And then people say what the weirdest thing about them is, and then we see if there's other people that do that thing too. And this segment happens again and again and again and again and again for a long stretch of time. And in the entirety of this history of this segment, literally nobody said anything that somebody wasn't like, I also do that too. From weird food combinations to weird habits, we would get these phone calls and texts, and we put them on what we called the list of weird. And people would then call or text and say, I can save that person too. I also put mustard on my nachos or whatever. And this went on for 10 plus years. We never left anybody unsaved. And then that segment kind of evolved into maybe something you've heard us do before called Comfort in Numbers. Well, I'm sitting yesterday and I'm musing to myself as I tend to do. And I think, could we just do Am I Weird again, but do it differently? If we accept the fact that there's nobody that can come up with something that's so strange that somebody else doesn't do it too, if we all just accept the fact that we have that circle of support, everybody's a weirdo, everybody has strange habits, could we do Am I Weird, but just solicit for like your weird habit, your weird food combination, the weirdest thing about you, share those stories, assume you're not the only one, and move on?
So we're not going to have people back us up?
I don't think we need to. I think it's backed up by the fact that we managed to go 10 plus years without having to, there was never a weird person. There was always somebody else that did the thing. So I think we just assume it's a given and just take weird thing stories. Make sense?
Sure.
So it's Am I Weird 2.0. Welcome. The date is
the 17th.
February 17th, 2021. Welcome to the new version. We just want to know something weird about you. So it's Am I Weird? Do you have a weird habit? Do you have a strange food combination? What is the weirdest thing about you? And let us bond over these weird things, knowing there's no way that you're the only one. If you're so inclined and you want to be like, hey, I do that too, you sure can. I feel like it's a given. Is there something weird about you, Amy?
I don't eat like the butt of food. So the first and the last.
Explain.
Yeah. So the first and the last piece of bread in like a loaf of bread, or if I have like, I'm better with hot dogs now, but I used to not like the ends of hot dogs, especially because hot dog ends kind of do look like butts. So I would tear them off.
I don't know what I'd say they look like,
guess,
but okay.
Yeah. But so I just don't like to eat like the front and the end of certain foods, the butt of the foods, like even bananas. I'll tear off the top part and the bottom part, and then I'll eat the middle, but I don't like the ends.
I just assumed you meant bread loaves, because I think a lot of people leave that at the butt of bread sitting there.
Yeah, the bread, I'll do it, but it's like a lot of food. Hot dogs, bananas.
Oh, yeah. Anything like sausagey, too? Like,
yeah, sausage. I'll chop off the ends.
Again, I'm sure you're not the only one, but that it does seem a little bit weird. I like a whole hot dog, ends and all.
I am getting better with hot dogs, but bananas I can't do.
Well, I think it might be a little bit weird there, Jamie.
I pick the mascara off my eyelashes. Like, pick them. So, like, I'll stick my fingers on my eyelashes, and I kind of, like, shake them around a little bit. And then I have, like, an obsession with just, like, picking the mascara off my eyelashes.
And why do you think that happens? Is it just a nervous habit?
No, I do it all the time. I don't know what it is.
It makes you feel better. I've never noticed you picking at your face.
Yeah, I just like pick my eyelashes all the time.
I think you might be a little bit weird. Why do you think you're weird? Are you weird?
I really like the feeling of a paper cut. There's something about the burning I kind of really enjoy. And then afterwards, that kind of relief.
Oh, baby, make it hurt so good. Sometimes paper cuts. Yeah, I hate paper cuts, but there you go. So
I know
you
not
like
supposed
that.
To judge people, but... Ugh, I don't like the feeling of a paper cut.
It is just, it's one of those things. I think some people just like the pain a little bit. A little S&M-y.
That is
on its most minor level possible, yeah. I suppose. Hey, we already seen quite a few people like, you know what? I'm weird. I am weird.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Should it be Am I Weird or should it just be I Am Weird? Does the name of the segment change?
Yes. To I Am Weird.
It's not even a question. This is you're stating just a statement. It. You're proudly stating I am zero and I am weird. But you know, you'd use your name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What are we seeing?
Actually, somebody's saying that they pick their eyelashes like me. Also, same with Amy. They had a banana this morning. Wouldn't eat the ends. Someone said that they love Cool Ranch Doritos and cottage cheese.
I think I would try that. You want it?
I think so, too. That sounds
one
good.
One time I ate Doritos dipped in butter.
That sounds revolting. That sounds really weird, gross.
Okay? It's fine. Somebody said, ever since I was little, I've loved my box Kraft mac and cheese with chunky cinnamon applesauce. I think it started when they accidentally mixed a little on my plate, but then it grew into a whole deal.
All right. What is the thing that makes you weird? Why are you weird? Hello.
Am I weird because I like to sit down in the shower?
So kind of like you'd be sitting as if you're taking a bath, but in reality you're having a shower.
I just like the feeling of the water beating down on me while I sit there, and it's totally easier to shave my legs and do my hair sitting anyway.
I think more people do that than you think. I especially like that if I'm not feeling very good. I got like a cold or something.
Well, yeah, when I'm hungover, I do it.
It's kind of nice then, especially if it's one of those just kind of like you're sitting there trying to steam out your snot kind of showers.
Oh, yeah.
Just not feeling very good. All right, birthed is the segment. Am I weird? In a lot of ways, really, no, it's truly... I am weird. What is the reason that you think that you might be weird? Hello.
I don't like soda. I've never had a soda before.
So no kind of pop whatsoever. You've never drinking one.
Ever. Like Mountain Dew, Coke, none of that. Like I don't drink soda.
All right. 237 hits. Text 35270. You sometimes feel a little bit alone. You sometimes feel like you're the only one that does this thing. Sometimes late at night at 2 in the morning, you're sitting there squirting mayonnaise all over your chocolate ice cream, crying to yourself, wondering, does anybody else do this but me? Welcome to the Playhouse family. That circle of support that lets you know it doesn't matter what you eat or how you eat it, who you touch or how you like to be touched, what that habit is or where it came from. There is somebody else, not just in the world, but right here in Fargo, Moorhead, that does the exact same thing. So don't hide your freak flag under your bed in a box you open once a year. No. Raise it up and fly it proudly. Don't question, am I weird? Proudly exclaim, I am weird. I just broke the microphone. I am weird. Let that freak flag fly. And tell us why you're weird. 237 it's text 3527. Oh, why are you weird?
Well, I am weird because I've never once been down a slide on the playground.
Well, I wouldn't recommend it right now because it's probably covered in snow, but it is pretty fun.
I don't know. I think almost in the snow, it would be funner. It would be faster.
It'd be cold.
Yeah, well, it's icy. Cold. But think about in the summer when you're sweaty and your legs stick on that plastic and you're like,
or one of them metal ones where you burn yourself up like a little egg.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want that. We've seen some people are texting, I am weird.
Yeah, somebody said, my food can't touch each other. Also, I get drunk off of sugar, so I can't eat it. I love the pain of getting a tattoo. It's addicting. Also, am I weird if I pick a scab and chew on it? I know it's gross. Just do it, I guess.
Eating scabs? Ooh. And why are you weird? Hello.
I'm weird because I think mustard on vanilla ice cream is delicious.
Oh, so you really are putting condiments on ice cream. So mustard on vanilla ice cream. So it would dominantly taste like mustard.
Yes.
Just cold.
Is there such a thing as mustard ice cream?
What do you mean just cold? Which one's cold, the ice cream or the mustard?
Well, they both be cold. Yeah.
It would taste like cold mustard.
I mean, I keep my mustard in the fridge, so all my mustard's cold.
Yeah.
Do they sell, like, mustard ice cream? Like, just, do they sell that?
I don't think so, but I did see, like, over the summer, a year ago or somewhere, or a year or two ago, someone was doing ketchup ice cream.
Gross.
I'd give it a try. I don't know if it'd be my jam, but I'd give it a try. 237, it's text 35270. We just want to know, why are you weird? Be proud.
So wake me up.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
You morning people.
You're waking up with the Playhouse on Y94.
Playhouse in the morning, Y94, proudly exclaiming that thing that's a little bit weird about you. Why are you kind of weird? Is it a habit, a food combo, or something weird about you?
I carry around those little fanny seats in my purse, and I actively offer them to people. Like, public restrooms just give me the heebie-jeebies, and so for me to, like, you know, combat that with these little fanny seats is just my thing. And people always just think that's ridiculous.
Is a fanny seat like the little papery, like a toilet cover?
Yeah.
I don't know if I mean, I like the idea of having them. I don't know if I'd be like the distributor.
Yeah.
Like, hey there, random person in the bathroom. Would you like to sit on this paper toilet cover that I have in my, you know, pocket or purse or wherever you keep it? That's weird. I'm proud of you for admitting it.
But do you think now's the time to do it?
I mean, if there's ever a time where people would be receptive and so appreciative of the sanity seat, it's probably now. Everybody's very germ conscious, not wanting to touch stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't hate it. I'm jealous of anything. I wish I had some sanity seats for my tookus. That'd be pretty good. What's the thing you think you might be a little bit weird for? Hello?
Okay, so I've heard through the grapevine, a.k.a. like all of my friends, that they hate those little candy-shaped hearts that people give out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But I think that they are like God's gift to Earth. I think they're so delicious. I wish they had them year-round. I mean, they're just so good. And I know I'm crazy for saying that.
I do know that the ones that come in the little box.
The conversation hearts?
Those are probably the ones you're talking about. I know that those are kind of polarizing. There's people that have like an issue with those. But did you know now that sweet tarts? Like,
yeah, those are the good ones.
Those are pretty good. They make the same thing. It's got little sayings on it, and it tastes like a sweet tart. We got those, and those are nummy. I like those. I mean, it's just sweet tarts.
If you want just like the normal conversation hearts, I think you could just eat like a bottle of Tums. They taste pretty similar.
I wonder if it is. That'd be kind of convenient if it's the same thing. Be good for your heartburn.
Do you know the conversation hearts is the most popular Valentine's Day candy in North Dakota?
I'm not necessarily surprised. I mean, it's kind of like a peep. I don't know if everybody likes it, but you feel obligated to buy it.
Ugh.
Kind of the same thing. Are you seeing some people proudly proclaiming, I am weird and this is why?
Yeah, somebody said, I pick off the split ends of my hair. Someone else said that they they put Spam in their pancake batter, so there's Spam inside my pancake, thus making a Spam cake.
A Spam cake? There's people that do a lot of stuff with Spam. I'll give them that.
Is Spam a, like, thing in Hawaii?
Yeah, it's huge.
They like it there.
I know.
Yeah.
I was watching 50 First Dates this weekend, and they ate a lot of Spam.
Well, it's Minnesota-based, isn't it?
Oh, really?
Spam?
I thought it was.
Oh, I thought it came from the Philippines.
I think that we're the Spam home-based in Minnesota, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Ham in a can.
I think so.
Gross.
It's not terrible. I mean, once you get past the fact that you're eating meat out of a can.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Meat product.
I almost want to try it now. I've never had it.
Oh, my grandma used to make Spam sandwiches, and I thought they were terrible. You liked them?
Yeah, it's okay.
I guess we never had ours cooked. Like, it came right from the can, so it was, like, cold.
Oh, it was like cat food.
Yeah.
It was. Spam, now from Sheba. What's the thing you are a little bit weird about? Hi.
Am I a little weird that I have never kissed someone on the first date? Everybody talks about it, and I never have.
I'm convinced the first date kisses are more movies and TV shows. I bet you more people don't kiss on first dates than do.
Yeah.
I think we had a speed therapy recently of someone who was just saying she doesn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it like they were a couple months in and hadn't kissed yet?
Yeah, that was not that long ago, a couple weeks ago. What are you kind of weird about?
I like nacho cheese with prime rib.
Nacho cheese and prime rib. That kind of sounds delicious. Maybe get it from like a food truck or something. I would
think
eat
that. Sounds good. And they make like steak nachos, so it's similar, you'd think.
Spam is in Austin, Minnesota, apparently.
Oh, yeah, there's a museum, they said.
Man.
Spam Museum.
Summer road trip, I know where I'm going.
To be the hometown of Spam. Mm-hmm. What a proud feather in your cap. That'd be something. Why are you weird? Hello.
Am I weird because the very first thing I do when I have a new book in front of me is smell it?
I think people love the smell of books, but isn't it traditionally older books? I think you said you're smelling newer books, so that's maybe less common.
I like the smell of a new book too. I love like the pages. It smells almost like dried plastic.
Yeah, I suppose a little bit. Yeah. If there's a strange scent that I get excited about, like industrial cleaner, like when you first walk into a hospital or somebody's bleached something, I like it. I feel clean and happy and safe.
What about the scent of like cement glue that teachers use, the like liquid type?
Oh, yeah,
on the
that
brush.
Is good.
It smells so good.
Or the smell of whiteout. Remember whiteout?
It's still around.
To use whiteout, you had to make mistakes.
They don't have the whiteout that we had, like with the liquid stuff. They have the cool stuff now.
I have the liquid stuff in my office. I'll bring it to you. You can smell it.
Do you?
I like to smell it. I can't smell it in my head. I'm sure I've smelled it before. I can't smell it.
I think you're not supposed to. It's toxic.
I think the same as like smelling the glue.
Yeah, do you have any markers we could sniff while we're at it? That'd be great. Why are you weird? Hello.
Well, I don't know. I mean, am I weird because I love the sound of nails on a chalkboard and like a knife scraping across a plate? Everyone hates these noises, but I completely love these sounds.
I mean, I'm impressed you found a chalkboard. That's the impressive thing. Why are you weird? Hello.
Am I weird for crying at kids' movies like Bambi and like Finding Nemo just kills me every time?
So even though they're geared towards kids, you're just like, I can't handle this.
Yeah, like animated kids movies just ruin me.
Just means you have a soul, man.
I don't even think kids cry at those movies, though. I don't think they comprehend what's going on. I think that, like, emotional factor is for the adults.
No, like, I watched, what was the new one on Disney? Soul. And I sobbed, like,
no,
baby.
I was upset I didn't cry at that movie. I wanted to cry.
I was underimpressed. I was
so
expecting
was
a better movie. It was okay.
Oh, I liked it.
It was all right. Was there any other ones? Am I weird or I am weird?
Yeah, someone said cinnamon raisin bread with cheese whiz. That sounds
like something you would eat, Jamie.
Yeah, that sounds really, really good.
It must be a Canadian food.
Kind of seems like a drunk or hungover or pregnant food to me. Raisin bread and was it cheese whiz?
Cheese whiz. But cheese whiz is like a thing in Canada.
Well, I mean, it's like a thing everywhere.
But I think they have it in jars.
Big jars.
And they put it on stuff.
Bread.
Can you bring us a just to sample? I want to see if it tastes like the spray.
She made me a cheese whiz sandwich one time, and she was like, you got to try this. It's
and
a Canadian.
It was gross.
I was like, what a delicacy.
You know what? Drunk you probably would have loved it.
I think I even said that. I said, I think drunk me would like this. I also said, I'm so hungry right now that I will eat it.
Yeah. Yeah, drunk you'd probably been all about that, I would imagine. What's the thing you're a little bit weird about?
Am I weird because I like to take Pixie sticks and then like pour the powder all over my hamburger?
You know, the funny thing is I've actually heard of that before.
Oh.
I've heard of people doing that before. I don't think I would like it, but it probably adds a little bit of zest, maybe.
Pixie, it's just adding sugar on your burger.
Well, who doesn't like sugar?
I guess that's true.
Sugar's good. Why are you weird?
Am I weird that I like the smell of my cat's litter box?
So the litter, things that might be in it, you're just like, that smells all right to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys are cat owners. What say you?
The smell of
litter makes me gag. It is disgusting.
Yeah. Like
unless
the
it's
ammonia,
like a fresh litter.
All. Even fresh.
I don't know. I know you're not supposed to use scented litter, but I do.
So you don't ever walk into your place and get a nice little whiff and be like,
it smells like cat urine.
I'm home to Ziggy.
No.
Never
not
once.
At all. Never once do I smell my cat's litter box and get excited.
Well, some pet mom you are. Is it you don't care for the scent either, presumably?
No, hate it.
So why do you have these things?
Do you go outside and clean your dog's bathroom habits up and say,
take a snip of it?
Pluto, this is delicious.
But he's also not there for me. It wasn't my choice.
That's true.
So maybe if I loved him more, I would take a good whiff of the pail.
Mm-mm.
They don't really smell now because they're just frozen all over the place.
That's true, but we'll
nice.
Talk in the summertime.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be good. We got to hire some interns by then, you know, for unrelated reasons. Nothing to do. Was there any other ones as far as texts go?
Yeah, somebody said, I like to break out dancing in stores to the music that they're playing, and I am a terrible dancer. Someone also said, cheese whiz on bread with green olives, peanut butter, and pickle.
I thought the cheese whiz with the green olives, isn't that called like funeral bread or something? Or church bread.
Does it kill people?
No, I think it's like what people used to eat, like
serve them at funerals.
Yeah.
Like as a lunch.
As like a lunch thing. And wow. I would love to try it because I love green olives.
You know, it's bad
enough.
I didn't
make that name up.
Their loved one is already dead. And this is what you bring them? Nobody could order pizza? Wait, there is carry out specials. What you do is you just take the funeral procession through the drive-thru.
We're talking back in the day, man.
You get yourself a couple carry out pizzas. Why's it got to be depressing? Get eat something good.
I always have had little those triangle sandwiches at funerals. It's actually, funeral lunches are pretty good.
It makes you wish you knew more people that passed, doesn't it? Been a long time since you had a good funeral lunch. By the way, don't want to miss this one, buried in all the weird things. Happy 6th birthday to June. So you see that come in there?
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, June.
And a 1 and a 2 and a 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear June.
Happy birthday to you.
I was kind of curious if only Amy would pick up, but you did end up joining, so I felt the
obligation. I mean, I was picked up, but I couldn't stop once I heard you guys stop.
Yeah, I was just curious to see what would happen there. It was not, you should have been on Glee. It was pretty good.
Glee or American Idol?
I'm going to go with Glee. Yeah, this is pretty good, though. Love Doctor's Confessions yet today. Something shocking you've maybe been missing at work if you haven't been going in as much. That all on the way.
The Morning Playhouse.
They wake me up in the morning. It's a good start to the day.
93.7.
Y94.